Andrew Schneider at KNIA KRLS Radio. We're actually here on the infield of the Central Indoor Meet with two of the key returners here for the Pella track and field team, Nathan Vanderwall and Hanson King. Nathan, first of all, obviously I imagine it's been great so far to run. You've got a Drake Relays Blue Standard in your pocket already. What's it been like being back with this group of guys and competing again?
Well, it's been incredible. We have a great team. It's always fun to have all the guys push us in practice. And we lost a lot last year, but we have a lot of young guys coming in and our returners, and feeling good about state this year.
Flynn Hanson, obviously huge congratulations to you just getting a blue standard. Obviously, I know you've been working towards that in the shot put. You got one last year and got to 57 feet today. What's it like to be throwing so well heading into outdoor season?
It's a great feeling. There's still lots of things I got to do that I still got to work on. Some technique things, but it feels great. It's just something I really want to get off. Really wanted to extend that indoor record I set last year. And so I'm just excited. I'm extremely blessed by the coaching staff to be in this position right now.
Well, now you know you're going to Drake Relays too, which has to be exciting.
It is very exciting. It's a great atmosphere. One of my favorite places to compete at.
Well, Nathan, speaking of big shoes to fill, obviously a guy like Chase goes out from your crew and does what he does last year, and you're like, oh no, maybe initially, but you and Kanan have already put together some great times. How much has his, you know, times lofted there pushed you, and how much have you and Kanan pushed each other to know that you had some big shoes to fill?
Well, it's been great. He totally raised the bar last season because, you know, sometimes, you know, when the records are at, that's kind of like your bar. And because he just blew those out of the water, it totally, like, reset our expectations. And so we know that we can go so much further than we thought before. And, yeah, we have a great group of distance guys, and it's great training with Kanan because he pushes me so much.
Well, then Hanson, obviously, just as a team, yeah, there's a big senior class that graduated. But what's it been like, whether it's been in your events or even watching on the track, some of these young guys starting to step up and recognizing what Pella Track and Field's all about? Because obviously, sure, you'd love to have all those guys back as being a part of a program. It's also development, too.
Right, yeah. Some of these guys that are coming in, some of the freshmen, even some of the sophomores, they are doing a great job. They have filled the roles that need to be filled since last season. And it's been fun. I've been able to have good relationships with some of those guys, and they're fun to be around. They're good guys, and they're ready. They're ready for what Pella Track has set for them, the standard we have here.
Here with Nathan Vanderwall and Hanson King, two of the key seniors returning for the Pella Track and Field team, the defending Class 3A champions. And obviously, Nathan, the cool part about your indoor season is you get to see a lot of different teams already, albeit maybe not in the format you're going to see them in May and in April and when you're outdoors. But what's it been like to you know, see a lot of those guys you saw at the state cross country meet this past fall? And what's it been like to see some of these great competitors already in the indoor season?
It's been great. It's awesome to help push us. And it was really cool in the mile we raced against Ethan Eichhorn, because we raced against him at State Cross. So it's been great to already have that amazing level of competition so far. And it just helps us know what we can expect to see at State in the future.
Well, and Hanson, based on what you've seen on the indoor season and based on maybe even your own personal success so far, how do you kind of start goal setting for what you want to accomplish? Knowing that obviously you want to be at Drake Stadium on the last Thursday and Friday throwing, but at the same time, enjoying your season and building throughout the season too.
Right. Enjoying the season has been a big change. Last year, we were very focused on, you know, goals and performing to our best of our abilities. This year, it kind of took a different approach. We want to have fun. That's what's most important. And you have fun, you throw further. So the goals, I definitely had some goals I set earlier in the season. We still have the chance to meet those goals. They're the goals that I've set, and I still look forward to meeting them. And I think the guys that surrounded me are pushing me, and that's going to help me meet those goals that I've made.
Similar question, Nathan. Obviously, you guys want to be there again on Championship Saturday, have that opportunity to win state titles and all the above. But how critical is it, too, especially in your senior season, to focus on what you can control today and what the next meet is, as opposed to knowing that you have that big goal in the background, but obviously focusing on what you can do today?
Yeah, similar to what Hanson said, just enjoying the process, because if you get too caught up in all the goals and stuff, you can start running out of, like, fear instead of just enjoying the process. So, yeah, just every day just being thankful that I'm able to run, that I'm healthy, and then the goals will come along the way, but just enjoying the process.
Well, and this last question then for each of you is, you know, within that context, knowing you do have still, I'm sure, some big expectations, you know, what are you looking forward to most about these next, 9-10 weeks between now and mid-May, and what are you looking forward to about being a part of this team?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to just building my relationships with some of those guys. The guys here, they're great. They're fun to be around. They're fun people both in the classroom and on the track. I'm looking forward just to meeting with the other guys. I've made a lot of friends from other teams along the way. It's fun to see them, talk to them, see how they're doing, and then just go perform and compete to the best of our abilities.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to just watching everyone improve, getting to know especially the younger guys better that are coming in, developing relationships with them, and hopefully leaving a legacy as our senior class that we are, you know, positive people, encouraging people, and just, yeah, watching everyone improve throughout the season.
It's springtime in Pella. We're here with Nathan Vanderwall and Hanson King, two of the key seniors of the Pella Boys track and field team, your defending 3A champions, who start the season coming up on the 25th. A huge congratulations to both of you on your indoor success, and look forward to seeing you outside soon.
Thank you.